from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. There are a handful of victims left to be rehoused after the Empire Complex fire 5 weeks ago tomorrow, and the generous community of Timmins is helping take care of them. While the fire was still burning, Norm Dwyer, Tammy Williams, and their partners in the Timmins online auction started soliciting donations. They've had things like bedding contributed and enough cash to buy $4,600 in $50 gift cards.
We went with food because everyone needs food.
Dwyer says when DSAB finds homes for the remaining victims, they'll be connected with the cards, and any of the others who are still in need can still reach out.
I have two or three names that have already reached out. They can continue to do so, and we'll send their names off to Tammy or whoever in DSAB that can hand them out to them.
DSAB is supplying beds and the Warriors Motorcycle Club some bedding. King Charles will be resuming his public duties next week. The monarch took a three-month break to focus on his treatment and recuperation after being diagnosed with an undisclosed type of cancer. Buckingham Palace hasn't provided an update on the king's treatment. However, it says his medical team is very encouraged by the progress so far and remains positive about his continued recovery. Reports say the U.S. will announce a $6 billion military aid package for Ukraine. It would be the first fruits of the $61 billion allotment passed by the U.S. Congress earlier this week, following months of delays. The package would contain much-needed air defense systems, artillery and rocket ammunition, drones, counter-drone weapons, and air-to-air missiles for fighter planes. Ukraine has warned that Russia is preparing a major offensive, likely to begin before summer. Meantime, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says China must stop supporting Russia in its war against Ukraine. Stoltenberg says China keeps saying it wants better relations with the West, but notes that Russia imports 90% of its microelectronics from China, which are then used in the production of missiles, tanks, and aircraft. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.